Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah! It's Saturday, March 31st, Two Oceans, 12. What's up, Twin Cities? That is awesome. This is a great crowd packed in at 4:20 in the afternoon. 4:30, you know. In case anyone wanted to step outside at 4:20 for some reason. Somebody tweeted to me that the parking lot across the street is like Woodstock without the music. I never thought about that before, but it's pretty great that Acme's in a part of town that where there's nobody. There's nobody around to hassle you about anything. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a stand-up show here at Acme, and yeah. And Darren Lester, with his Jurassic Park poster, he took it down in the first round with the category Requiem for a Bean. Because he knew that Sean Bean dies in Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings, Ghost Protocol. Yeah, I'm adding Ghost Protocol to everything now. Or whenever I feel like it, or remember to. Last night, I was a guest on Chris Hardwick's Nerdist Live tapings at the Varsity Theater. You guys are podcast lovers. I was going to say podcast fuckers. That's not appropriate. Yeah, Varsity Theater over there, and I don't know when you guys will hear it because Chris has a weird release pattern of his shows, so keep an eye out for it, but also maybe it'll never happen. Chris Hardwick couldn't be here today. I just want to say that up front in case anyone is thinking he might show up at my show. He couldn't make it today because he's still in Minneapolis not really doing anything. He's still around, but busy. Busy in his own way. He's probably got a video games hooked up in his hotel room. So, but I did convince one of his buddies to stop by and say hello before I bring out the other three guests that I booked for today's show. So everybody, please give a big warm welcome from the Nerdist Podcast. My friend Matt Myra is here.
I'll leave an empty seat for you. Hey, nice t-shirt. Look at that.
Bet you're expecting... Nerdist shirt right up front. Did you hear all those people that were there last night?
And I don't know if they were there. They were just cheering.
No, I think...
How many of you were there? It's a good amount.
Yeah, that's nice. They're probably only here because they thought I'd get you guys to show up here today.
Well, you got two-thirds.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And not the good two-thirds.
Spoiler alert.
I just really like Jonah. He's not here.
But seriously, Chris is still around.
Yeah, he's doing something.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Mall of America.
Yeah.
You guys got a roller coaster and a shit ton of targets.
It's the state motto, I think.
10,000 lakes ton of targets. And targets. Target, is that a thing you guys say out here? You know, we made
so
that up.
So fancy. So you're heading out tonight.
I'm flying out right after this program.
You say it the right way. Yep. I like that. Program. But you're doing, for the listeners, not necessarily for you guys, but you're doing Nerdist Live shows all over the country.
In 2 weeks we're going to Madison, Wisconsin, and then Chicago, and then people booing Madison, Wisconsin. What did they ever do but give us cheese? Right? We had cheese.
We had beer cheese soup today. Holy
so thank
shit.
Thank you. It's exactly what you think it is. It's fucking cheesy beer. It was so fucking good. I could get even fatter here.
I want to fill a jacuzzi with beer cheese soup.
I'm in.
Let's see. I'm going to be doing in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to be at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. And me and some of friends of mine are going to interrupt the movie Con Air on Friday, April 13th. The obvious choice that night would have been Friday the 13th.
No.
But I went with Con Air because it's scarier in its own way on Friday the 13th. So if you're in Portland and at the Bridgetown Festival and you have a comedy pass, come by and check that out. Also, from the Corrections Department, Kate Capshaw was not married to Steven Spielberg when he directed... This is the kind of shit people give me a hard time about on Twitter, so that's why I feel I have to announce it. He wasn't married to Kate Capshaw when they made Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
That's just where they fell in love, Doug.
Yeah. He no nuts. He crazy. And I've also been told that... that the movie After Hours isn't about someone who needs to go to sleep, but about someone who's having a hard time getting laid. What's the difference? Shout out to Justin Pierre from Motion City Soundtrack is in the audience today.
Wow, your future wife is cheering very loudly for you, Justin.
And also, on Thursday, I taped a hotel room boner ep with the band Sleeper Agent, who was in town playing on Wednesday night, all six of them in my hotel room, and that is available now for free in the comedy podcast section of iTunes and at DouglasMovies.com.
That's a lot of business. You got a lot of business.
Oh, I got a whole bunch of stuff I do at the top of the show because I hear from people that they hate that part. And they're just like, just bring out the guests. And so I make it longer and longer. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Mr. Will ZZZ wrote, my favorite part of Hunger Games was when my wife left to see it and I played video games for 3 hours. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. So Matt Myra has a new podcast.
That yeah.
Movies probably get mentioned from time to time.
We do, yeah. It's called Four Eyes and Beard, or Phoebe, with Scott Mosier. That's what we call it. He wanted to name it Phoebe just so we could call fans of it Feebles. And I was like, shouldn't we get fans first?
No, that's, you got to plan ahead. I didn't have a name for my fans, and still don't to this day, because I just didn't think of one before I had fans.
Yeah. We're reverse engineering it. Whatever. It'll happen.
Yeah, but it's called Phoebe, and it's part of the Nerdist podcasting
It's a smod,
dynasty.
It's a Smodco Nerdist joint.
Oh, wow. You yeah. got into it together.
Yep.
And what's the show? Is you and Scott Mosier
Scott and I try
chatting?
To figure out if we should be friends. Because we like each other on the surface, but we don't really know each other that well.
It's so like a series of dates.
Yeah.
Like where you get together.
We go and try to dates a month.
Figure it all out.
Yep.
All right. I'd listen to that if I listen to stuff.
Me too.
I don't have time. I don't even have time to go to movies. Do you get to movies very often? Your schedule's crazy lately.
My schedule's insane. I work all week and then I'm on the road on the weekends. So I just end up just watching television, which essentially consists of 30 episodes of Kitchen Nightmares a week. So my DVR picks up. I'm sorry.
We were hanging out in my hotel room before we came over here, and I handed him the remote and said, you know, watch what you want or whatever. And next thing I know, I have to listen to like a half hour of a special on PBS about the Black Plague.
You guys, it might not have been the bubonic plague. It might have been something else. So it was pretty interesting. It ended inconclusively, just like every episode of Finding Bigfoot.
On the season finale of Finding Bigfoot, got him. Tune in next season for Holding On to Bigfoot. What are we going to do with him when we get him?
What if they're burying like evidence? They know we don't want the gravy train to end. We're still finding Bigfoot.
If we could only find the Henderson cabin.
Lithgow.
We'll know exactly where he is. Let me see what else I want to ask you before I send you on your merry way.
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen a motion picture just like on your computer or cable in a hotel room?
No,
recently?
Just the last thing I watched was Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead on Netflix. Yeah, one person just swatted a fly. It wasn't even a clap.
Fat, Sick, or Nearly Dead?
Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Yeah, it's about this Australian guy that decides to just drink juice for 60 days. Apparently, if you don't eat, you lose a shitload of weight.
Would it give too much away to say how he does over the 60 days?
Yeah, no, he loses 83 pounds, and then all of the things he has to take medication for all clear up, and he's all set.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
And now I don't even have to watch it.
Don't. You're welcome.
Or I'll watch it backwards.
Oh, you should.
Yeah,
because
I like bleak endings.
It's like my life.
Oh. Say goodbye to Matt Myer, everybody. Thank you, Matt. All right, I guess he could have stayed out here for the prize bag part, but that's all right. I'll show you guys what's in the bag. I brought one of the many free bags I got at the South by Southwest Festival to carry this around. And delightful pink sweater thingy. So that's a good gift. A deck of cards. Who doesn't need, you know, no matter how much you love movies, it's always nice to have a deck of cards. And then someone brought a Nerd Alert. It's a stand-up compilation CD, so I assume it's all comics talking about nerdy stuff. And then I brought, this is kind of a, I have a few of these left over from last year. I did a Pot the Vote tour, so to try to raise awareness for voting for pot. And even when it's not on the ballot, just write it on there. Just write pot. Every time you vote. The aforementioned Sleeper Agent, I've got their CD, Celebration. And then I've got leftover from when I went to the lead up, Kevin Pereira's lead up out in LA. They gave me a bunch of stuff. And one of the things is the Magic the Gathering cards. This is the intro pack. So hopefully whoever wins this is not already deep into the game, because that's just insulting. And then I'll show that in a second. And then I hot off the presses, Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Now in, is this Hunter Green? I think this is Hunter Green. And what's this shirt say on it? Oh, this is, who gave me this? Oh, it's a sleeper agent shirt. God, I was like, what the hell is this from? Oh, and a whatever this does, it's called a joy stick it. And it's like a joystick with a little suction cup on it for if you need to have a joystick somewhere. And a copy of Doug Benson Professional Humor Edition, my first CD. And so all of this is could be yours tonight. And helping to contribute to this bag with all of this wonderful stuff are my three guests, three friends of mine. Please welcome to the stage Amber Preston, Graham Elwood, and Jonah Ray. What's going on over there? Yeah, what's happening?
We're just figuring it all out.
Okay.
Trying to make it work.
Yeah. Get it together, guys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You got your drinks on that stool. Well done. Okay. Oh, shit.
That's all it takes to be a success. High five. I'm nailing it.
So, Amber, on this, you brought the lovely pink sweater.
I did. That sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt.
The embellished sweatshirt.
And this this Nerd Alert
Nerd
thing.
Alert.
What, you're like one track on it?
I'm one track on there, and there's some other
talking
comics.
About what nerdy thing do you talk about on here?
It's a surprise.
Because you don't remember?
No. I just want you to listen to it.
Okay.
And enjoy it.
All right. Well, I'm giving it away, so. I'll have to track
winner.
Down another copy.
Yes.
At some point.
I can make that happen.
Yeah. Amber is a comic who lives right here in beautiful Minneapolis, right?
Word.
Yep. Word.
Yeah. You guys.
If you've been to Acme, I'm sure you've seen her.
Yes.
Climbing the Acme ladder of success.
That's right.
You started out probably.
And made it to a Saturday afternoon 420 pie.
Yeah.
Things
nobody
are happening.
Else made it that
That's
far.
Right. That's
blowing
right. That's
up. And Graham, Graham Elwood, of course, everybody.
Hello.
He and I have been in town for a few days now and having a good time.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was sleeper agent and, you know, microbrews and indie bands.
Oh, wow. Wow, well, yeah.
Had a bike lane go through my hotel rooms.
He says the same jokes in Portland and Austin,
yeah,
Texas.
Yes, that's actually true. Yeah.
Don't feel
and
special.
And maybe tomorrow in Madison, Wisconsin.
My whole set tomorrow in Madison is going to be about unions. It's going to be more of a rally than a set.
Well, you're going to do humorous observations about Norma Ray.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that one sign she had?
That one sign.
She could have used more signs. That would have helped her cause.
Yeah, yeah. That's important in protesting, and mm-hmm. It's also important when you come to Doug Loves Movies. Can we see your name tags?
Ah, shit. Because
this shit is crazy.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
You guys went nuts. This is amazing.
There's so much.
Too much effort.
To
oh, my God.
Holy crap. Yeah.
This is so.
You guys are amazing.
So good.
Yeah. They're so crafty.
This guy stole his from a homeless person.
Yeah.
There's a story behind
cake?
That, actually.
Oh.
That's the same sign you got.
Hey, the Noid.
Oh,
remember?
Oh my God.
I would have picked it if you picked 7-Up's The Spot character. I'm a bigger fan of The Spot.
And it says avoid on it. That
is there a Spots McKenzie sign out there?
Anybody? What about Mac Tonight?
Oh.
Whoa.
Chocolate Easter
There's
Bunny?
Multiple
all right, keep these up the entire time.
Especially those
Our arms are getting
Jason
tired.
Yeah.
Our arms are so tired.
Is that a ring? Are you proposing? What is that? Or is it styrofoam? What's happening there? It's a pie.
Oh, you're a pie.
Oh, shit.
It's your
burn.
Ouch.
Burn.
Someone just has the DVD of Paul.
I'm guessing that's his name.
Problem.
No, his name is Simon Pegg.
Okay, guys, you can put him down. Oh, Darren with the apocalypse. I mean, Jurassic Park. Right up front.
Decide?
It's so hard.
Well, that's the thing. He's got a little time to think about it because we're gonna get to that in a little while.
I feel pressured already.
But the but the homeless sign is an interesting story because he was out in L.A. and there was a couple that actually had that sign about being stranded and pregnant. And
you thought it was hilarious.
And they needed
you're homeless.
They needed $28 to get a bus ride home or whatever. And this guy gave them $30. And took their sign and made it into his name tag.
Wowza.
And then he got chosen, right? And did the person that played for you win?
Not Morgan Spurlock. No.
Morgan Spurlock picked it, and he did not win for him.
You have not made a new sign? You're just keeping that old, like, no effort. All these people.
You know they probably...
He had to fly all the way back with it. Yeah. He had to go through airport security and have the guy look at it and go, what?
You know, they probably just used that $30 to buy that baby a beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always love when there's a specific dollar amount in the homeless store. It's like, I just need... The guy came up to yesterday. My sister dropped me off. She's like, the guy's like, I need $22.
Yeah.
That's the number. Like,
oh, and you're like, 19. Oh, shit, I've only got 50s.
Oh, yeah. What do I do?
If I only could break this 50.
I only have these $1 million bills.
Oh.
Did you tell the people on the plane, like, it works. That's how I afforded my ticket with the sign? You were just panhandling.
I did it. Yeah. So anyway, so thanks for schlepping that around everywhere, and good luck to you today.
Throwing it on the ground.
And I'm sorry that Morgan Spurlock let you down.
He's such a disappointment.
I watch his movie backwards, too, Super Size Me, because I like watching him get thinner.
Yeah.
It's a motivation.
It looks like, oh, my God, McDonald's makes you... makes you look really healthy.
Yeah.
Eventually, if you eat it long enough. And that was Jonah Ray down there on that end, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Jonah Ray.
Yay!
Hello.
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 Really fun last night at the Varsity.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, we did two shows last night for the Nerdist podcast.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you there? Apologies. I'm a fucking king. Apologies.
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 It was like watch three drunk guys and Chris Hardwick.
Yeah. As opposed to the normal show, which was watch two guys and Chris Hardwick, two drunk guys and Chris Hardwick. Yeah, I think I had 18 beers. I wasn't counting after a while. But
were they local microbrews?
Yeah, it was. What's a Surly? I was drinking Surly.
Good.
Yeah. I am really weirded out though. The can does look like it was designed by Guy Fieri.
The can looks like an asshole. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
He's probably not. He's probably
with a haircut like that, who can't be?
And sunglasses.
My hair is crazy.
Yeah.
So am I. So, Jonah, have you been to the cinema lately? Matt hasn't had time for the cinema, and you're on a similar schedule to Matt.
Yeah, I'm trying to think that, like, I haven't been seeing any new movies. I go to the CineFamily a lot in Los Angeles, where they do, they show other movies.
Oh!
I watched, they showed The Gate recently, which is the old horror movie classic, The Gate.
Oh.
You guys don't remember that? It's where the kid finds the gate to hell in his backyard because of his metal friend that looks like a young, skinny Brian Posehn. And plays the record backward. And then the craziest part is that after all the demons are all gone and everything's fucking good, and his sister and his best friend are back, literally the last line of the movie is he puts his arms around them and goes, "You guys are my best friends," as it pulls out. And I was like, oh, that's a good, every horror movie should end like that. Well, Freddy's dead. You guys are my best friends. But I haven't been going to too many. I've been doing a lot of the on-demand. I watch a lot of movies on-demand. I watch Goon with Sean. Yeah, it's a great movie. Sean William Scott.
No, this guy's just a goon.
Oh, yeah. Just headbutts everybody around him.
He's a hockey goon.
Yeah, it's good.
We're in Minnesota. Hockey goon.
Yeah.
They could be here.
It was directed by the guy who did the FUBAR movies, which are also very good. FUBAR.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I thought this was a Doug Loves Movies podcast.
Doug does not love FUBAR.
Yeah, sorry.
And explain what FUBAR is. Does it mean fucked up beyond all recognition?
Yeah. It's kind of like a comedy about these two just kind of Hesher Canadian dudes that just drink beer and do speed. And the second one
is... Are you
is
sure
just,
you're not thinking of Strange Brew? Yeah.
No. Speed.
They should remake it with those guys doing speed.
Yeah, but it's really, it's one of the funniest movies I saw last year. The sequel, FUBAR 2, Balls to the Wall.
Yeah. Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Graham? What cinema adventures have you been on?
Well, I saw Hunger Games and...
White Battle Royale?
Yeah, it was. It was White Battle Royale, and I'm going to get Battle Royale on DVD. Yeah, Hunger Games, and I saw The Raid, which is fucking... The Raid is so great. Oh, my God. If you've listened to me on our podcast talk about 13 Assassins, make this the companion piece to people getting fucked up. It's a great... God, it's amazing. They fight with swords, and they just floor to floor. It's so great. It's Indonesian Sea Lot. I could nerd off about this movie for hours.
Yeah. But that would upset the people in the front row.
When you said nerd off, you were very
yeah, you were stroking
it. Like, nerd off, and you pet.
These guys, there's this fight each other, and there's blood. Oh, God. Yeah.
Who's that fucking sword? Oh, it's a fucking sword against an Uzi. Oh, fuck.
Oh, he kicked that guy through a window.
Don't nerd one out right here in front of us.
Yes. I'm glad there's a space between us now.
Yeah.
Naughty.
What about Amber?
That's just like the questions just now. Amber. I saw The Hunger Games this morning.
This morning?
Just this morning.
What a busy day for you.
I woke up. I attacked the day because I didn't want there to be children, because the movie I'd seen before that was The Lorax. And I went, because I make smart decisions, and I went at night, and there was lots of little kids running around at a 9 o'clock movie. And I just spent half the movie judging people. Yeah. And hating, like, thank you for... Yeah, they were all horrible parents. And so I went this morning, and I'm a little motion sick. Like, the handicap, not steady
cam. Oh, my God. Hunger Games, it's like every time it gets violent, they just shake the camera around.
And I...
They had a really squeamish, you're like, I'm missing this good stuff and getting a headache.
They had a really squeamish guy with the camera just like, oh, no.
Oh, I can't look at this.
Fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I can't. Oh, my God. Children are killing each other. Yeah. I want to turn away.
I needed Dramamine. I wish I took Dramamine before Avatar, and I should have done it before The Hunger Games.
I took heroin before Avatar.
That's good.
It was really helpful.
Yeah. That would have been helpful.
Yeah, that helps you to get through it.
Yeah, exactly. Guy wakes up from a space sleep, and then I don't know the rest.
Oh, well, when they start fighting,
you didn't wake up from space sleep.
They like fighting the woods and fucking the blue people.
Blah.
I'm sorry. That's the heroin talking.
Don't mind me. That's the heroin talking.
But other than it making you sick, you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
The heroin? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It was really nice. There were no kids at a 10:15 a.m. Showing of a film. I am really awesome at life, is what that means, that I get up early.
I love going to shit early. Like, I saw...
And there's no one there.
I saw Project X at 10 a.m. in Los Angeles, and I was the only person in the theater.
Nice. Yeah.
So I live tweeted the whole thing. Just saying things like, oh, if anyone else were here, I'd feel like a creep.
Yeah.
But since I'm alone, it's all good. Nerd it out. Nerd one
he
out.
Didn't nerd out that.
Yeah, because that movie's just intense. There's a lot of stuff going on with little kids.
I just worry too much.
But it's funny that Project X, it's little kids.
It's little kids.
It's little kids partying and swearing, and that got an R. And Hunger Games is little kids murdering each other.
Yeah.
But you don't see it.
And that's
it.
A PG-13. Yeah, you don't see it because of this shaky, scared camera guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they would have done that with Project X, don't drive that car into the pool. I would have got a PG-13.
But they do show, like, there was that one where she fell down and you just see her eyeballs. It's like they don't show any blood, but you see like dead girl eyeballs, giant. That was a little freaky. I don't like that.
Spoiler alert.
I don't like, if you don't know that people die in The Hunger Games, then you don't deserve to listen to this podcast.
If you don't know, if you don't know that 22 people die in The Hunger Games,
that's a spoiler alert.
Yeah. Shit, come on.
That's a total spoiler alert.
I'm kind of a body count savant.
Oh my God, then you gotta go see The Raid, dude. You
I did
crazy.
See it. I did see it. 116 people.
They're all dying.
How's the camera work? Is it shaky?
No, you see
just
people die.
No, they lock it down and fight.
All right, lock it down and fight.
Put two guys in a room with a couple of cameras and go.
Wait a minute.
Loves it.
Oh, sorry.
That guy should have, Gareth Evans, who directed The Raid, he should have directed Hunger Games.
I hope
that would have been a
give
movie.
Give him the job.
Maybe
for
the, next
the second one.
Yeah, I think that other guy's got it locked in. I think he's doing the sequel,
oh,
too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Dramamine.
Fifth Element with kids.
Comedy, happy, drama, mean. So,
Jesus, come on.
Yeah, it really just happened.
Why?
Does anybody hear Hunger for Games?
Oh!
I'm bad at this game.
I know.
Let's play Build a Title. This is going to determine which one of you guys goes first in Leonard Maltin. And
I feel so much pressure.
We'll start with you then, Amber, if you're so worried about
no
the pressure.
Shame in passing.
And then we'll go to Graham and then Jonah and around like that.
Everyone right now is going, God, I hope she doesn't pick my sign.
Anybody can win.
Like it.
It's been proven. Matt Myra has won.
He was shitting on him. Anybody. Even
anybody,
you, Matt.
Yeah.
Even Matt.
Yeah. It's a strategic game. This not so much. This you gotta step up and do it right.
This is just crazy.
@bullet_ego suggested on Twitter that I say to you now, Air Force One. So, Amber, you need a movie that ends in air or begins with one.
All right. I am for cheating, so feel free to mouth something to me at any point.
No, don't help her, you guys. Don't
okay,
help her at all. Just sit there
it.
And take pictures
air
of her. Guys, we're in shorts.
Up in the Air Force One. Up in the Air Force One.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent.
You're such Minnesota, like, oh, good. You're an idiot if you didn't get it. But good. That was like pity of being.
It's like the Special Olympics.
Such a nice.
Okay. Graham. Ends in up.
Up.
And it can't. You can't do up.
Oh.
Okay.
And Up in the Air Force One-on-One, the Robbie Benson movie from the 70s.
Oh. Yeah.
Ba-ba-boom, Minnesota.
That's
put
kind
that
of,
in your 10,000 lakes.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun because now it still ends with one.
Yeah. Which is
you
perfect
did,
for me.
You did nothing to...
Oh.
All right, you so gotta wait. It's Jonah's turn now.
Yeah.
I think it's a movie.
Up in the Air Force One on One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Nice.
Nice.
Excellent.
You don't
now,
have to
this
say
is
the
gonna
whole
get
thing,
tricky.
Though, do you?
Well, it's fun when you do.
Well.
But it's hard.
Fun's over
I've got it written in front of me, so I'll say it if need be.
Up.
Cuckoo's nest. Okay, so you need nest something or ends in up. I just thought of an up one.
Me too.
Too bad it's not either of our turns.
I know.
I need to talk what I was gonna.
I like this sign because I can just rest my head
you.
On
take
it.
Take a little snooze.
Just clock out for a little bit.
Nah.
Nothing?
I'll pass.
Okay, you're out. Just for now.
Yeah.
Graham?
Grown ups.
How dare you?
Ooh.
Does that count? It's a pull.
Yeah, that,
so
was, yeah, that
counts,
George
right?
Clooney movie was called Ups in the Air.
Oh. Right.
You got to maintain the integrity of the words, Graham.
All right.
You got anything else?
Maintain
this podcast is about anything. It's maintaining.
It's maintaining the integrity of the podcast.
Something up.
Or nest.
All right. You'll be back. You're out for now.
Big up.
Who said, who said cuckoo's nest? Who, did, who said that the
I
first
said,
time?
I said cuckoo's nest.
Okay, so you win either way, but you can
I got
you can,
one,
you
though.
Can add to
what
it.
What is it?
Step up in
yeah.
the
oh!
Step up.
Nice.
Force one nice. On oh one God. Flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Nice. Yes.
Nice.
Damn it.
Jonah's
to the streets.
Jonah's Jonah's on the board. I was thinking of which way is up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Jonah finished that one off. So
he's getting excited, he's unrolling his name tag.
I know.
He's excited.
Are we close yet?
We got a few more. We got a few more rounds.
So many.
This is like the long version of Build a Title. So
okay.
You don't have to have your sign out yet.
But
he's so ready.
I know.
Guys,
it's exciting.
He's ready to bust that.
But there's
sign.
Movies titles on it, so that's good. Keep it out. It helps with the. What?
Oh, you think the five or six titles
might,
on his
might
sign
help me.
Might come
help
up
me.
In this game?
You never know. You never know. Inspiration comes from all places, Doug.
All right, Amber. We're going to start with you again.
All right.
This time we'll go to Jonah. Switch it up so it's not the same order.
Switch it up.
@mushroomer25 suggested
25.
She's a vegetarian. Yeah. Oh.
He suggested, "I love you, man."
All right.
So you need, Amber, you need something that begins with man or ends with I.
I love you, man on wire. A wire? Man on a wire? That documentary?
Man. It's man on wire, I think.
Man on wire.
Yeah.
Man on
man
wire.
Man on wire.
Yeah.
That's a good,
thank you.
It's a good movie. No article. Holy shit. We didn't come here to learn, sir. Okay. I love you, man on wire. I dream about you at
special.
Night, man on wire.
His eyes are closed.
What do you think, Jonah?
Oh, it's not.
Yeah,
you, bitch.
Changing the order around.
Fuck me. I love you, man on wire.
You're out.
Sam and I love you, man on wire.
Sam and I?
That's not a movie?
No.
What's the movie where...
I am Sam.
No, that's not it.
No, but in Europe, they call it Sam and I.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah,
totally,
it's kinda, like, it was yeah, like, you know, in Europe, it was driver, not drive. You know, that's... Yeah. I'm not sorry. I guess it's not a classy joint.
Maybe you're thinking of Son of Sam, am I?
Yeah.
Mm. I am. All right, Graham.
What is it again? Please.
You need to. It needs to end in I or begin with wire. So it needs to end in
wired.
I.
Wired.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, based on the book.
Yep.
That was going to be mine.
You cheater.
Motherfucker.
Boom. No.
Knowledge isn't cheating.
All Graham added to the title was duh.
Yeah, yeah.
But it counts.
That's what I bring to the table.
Well,
okay, Amber. Wired something. So that's probably no good.
Well, I and feel then, like it's like wired.
But
for...
ends with I. Think of something that ends with I. Blank I.
Oh, yeah. I, sure.
Doesn't have to be spelled the same way.
It
just
I know.
Has to sound like it.
Oh!
Yeah.
It wouldn't have made a difference. Wouldn't have made a difference.
Anything?
No. I don't know. Blind Eye? Is that a movie?
It you got, should,
if you're
it
gonna do
be.
That, let me give you a little tip. If you're gonna do that, you gotta say it with commitment. You just go, yep, blind eye.
Blind eye. Pre-production.
Knuckles pow.
Pre-production.
Point. IMDb it right now.
Right
don't.
Now.
Don't. Dare but you. IMDb it.
And you then next week he just does a correction. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yep. You just gotta sell it. You gotta sell it.
Right.
Editor's note.
All right. So Graham wins that round.
Ba-boom!
With the amazingly long title, "I Love You, Man on Wired."
Is there an eye? Is Eye for an Eye a movie?
Eye for an Eye, yes.
Yeah, I should have said that.
Golden Eye, oh, yeah. Red Eye.
Right. Robot.
Pie.
He's so mad. This guy is like, he's like numbering them off. I Spy. Oh, yeah.
The Fly.
The end of the
I
word.
I didn't know it could sound like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lonely Guy.
Right. I was thinking I Spy, but then I was like, no, it's at the beginning, but you're smart.
I try.
Right.
All right.
I like to let your audience feel super smart, and that's why I did that.
They are
don't kiss
smart.
Up to them.
Hey, you get to leave. I live here. These people will hunt me down on the streets. Shaky cam style.
I don't think that's going to happen. What would they do in a minute? They just hunt you down and go, honey, you need to try her.
And then when they walk away, they'll say that. And then when they walk away, when I can't hear, they'll go, oh, well, she's an idiot. That's what they do. She's nice, but ugh.
Just don't compare us to Wisconsin.
Oh.
That's bullshit.
Right?
All right, so Graham got the point, so we'll start with Jonah this time.
No!
And then we'll move towards Graham. We'll switch the order around.
All right.
Would you like... you don't get to pick.
I would like to.
At Oh That Ryan on Twitter suggested Scarlet Letter. Scarlet Letter. So you need something that ends in Scarlet. What would that be? Or begins with letter. Or you can use... the first half of either of those words, if you know what I'm saying.
The second half,
I mean.
Shit.
What do you think?
Scarlet Let Terminal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let Terminal.
It was sweaty. It's okay.
Terminal.
It's a bit forced. Technically, the terminal.
Yeah, we dropped the V's and the A's. You know how that goes. Articles, thank you.
Articles.
Get out.
Articles.
What's your favorite part of magazines, sir?
Articles.
The pictures of tits.
I said magazines, not National Geographic. Okay, Graham.
What is it?
It's a Scarlet Lead Terminal.
Terminal Velocity.
Ooh. Oh.
Charlie Sheen
Charlie
classic.
Sheen, yeah. That's the
okay,
the
Amber.
Yeah.
Scarlet and T.
Lead Terminal Velocity. Yeah, T.
T minus.
T-minus.
Yeah, it was that.
We've got 10 seconds. T-minus.
Right, I was hoping for a countdown.
We have to evacuate.
Yeah.
T-minus.
So much pressure. Nothing. Those people staring at you.
I like it when I like it when you just pass.
Pass.
Okay.
Thanks, Doug. All right. Like, I'll give you an out.
Is it me?
Scar.
Yes, sir.
What is it at right now?
Velocity or Scarlet?
The whole thing is a
Scarlet Lead Terminal Velocity.
Scarlet Letterminal Velocity Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Tinker.
All the things that start with the T sound, and you have to go with Tinker.
Tinker. Yeah, it's the Midwest. What are you doing? Just tinkering over here.
Tinkering.
All right.
That would work in
I'm not happy about it.
Tinkering.
I bend the words to my will.
All right, Graham. Scarlet Letter Terminal Velocity. Velocity.
I've got some for spy.
Taylor.
No, we just
soldier.
Did some.
Spy. Spy.
Well, there's many options we could
go
with.
Yeah, sure.
We could go with...
go ahead and pick one of the many.
Well, I could go Spies Like Us. I could go Spy Robot. I could pick many of those. How about Spies Like Us? Bitches.
Us bitches.
Spies Like Us Bitches? Is that a sequel?
That was the prequel.
That was the prequel.
Yeah. It was like Bette Midler. And
Dan Aykroyd was like a teenager, and he was played by Dakota Fanning's brother. I don't know.
There are more Fannings?
Seth Fanning.
I actually wrote down Bitches.
Put that in your Netflix queue. Spies Like Us Bitches.
Spies.
Did you mean...
All right, Jonah. Scarlet Letter, Terminal Velocity, Tinker, Tailor, Soldiers. Spies Like Us.
Spies Like Us.
They do. They're really nice.
They're just trying to get information. They don't really like you.
You trust can't me. Trust them.
Jonah?
Yeah.
Tinker.
Yeah, one of your fucking finagled...
I'm making the puzzle pieces fit, Graham.
Yeah, you don't really deserve to win on this one anyway.
What?
Tinker.
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 Stop making fun of my speech and put them in...
What a weird speech impediment. I only mispronounce two words, tinker and impediment.
Or maybe something with Scarlet in it. Make it happen.
Oh my God.
All right. Anything, Jonah?
Scar.
No, I got nothing.
All right.
Do you have something for Scarlet?
Dark Knight Scarlet fucking Pumpernickel.
I'm not that moronic.
Pumpernickel.
Let's
see how we're doing on time here. Let's just double check and make sure we're in good shape.
Yeah,
in good shape.
Perfect.
All right, so I would have put Madagascar.
Oh shit. And with the third one out, the one we're all looking forward to, I should have remembered. They have crazy rainbow wigs in it.
What's on the posters? I don't know if they're in the movie. Are they in the movie?
I hope so. That's why I'm going. If not, false advertising.
Rainbow wig and the John 312, 316. I don't know. Is it? What is it? 12, 16? What is it? 316.
Yeah. That guy went crazy. There's a documentary on that guy.
The guy that used to wear the rainbow wig and hold that sign at events.
He ended up like trying to kill somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
He seemed totally sane.
Yeah, that makes sense.
such a nice guy.
That's the thing, you never know. You never know.
You never know who's going to snap in this society.
Anybody. Be nice to guys with wigs.
Rainbow wig and religious sign guy.
What?
Did somebody try to take his wig? Is that what happened?
Okay, so Graham has another point, and so I'll give you guys one try to tie it with him. So if you don't pull this one off, then Graham's going to be the winner of this game. At Justin Helmer, H-E-L-M-E-R.
Can I have a point for knowing the rules? Listen, lots of people don't know the rules, and you spend half the time explaining shit.
I know, it's true.
It's like the SATs. We put our names down correctly. Give us some points.
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying.
Okay. Let's pretend you have a point, but not really. Justin Helmer suggested... We are in Minneapolis, of course, so Purple Rain.
What?
Yeah. Who won that last point? Graham? And who went right before him?
Me.
Okay, so we'll start with Amber.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. I know. Whatever, I'll be out right away.
Yeah, and then
hey, come on now. Not right away.
And then we go to Graham. Maybe. Amber, then Graham. Gramber. What do you think?
Purple and...
Purple Rain. Purple Rain. Need some ends in purple. It begins Prince with so rain.
Much. Rain of fire.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you, that guy who wants me to pick a song.
How many articles are in that?
One.
Graham.
Purple Rain of Firestarter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bing bang.
The color Purple Rain.
Oh
shit. Color Purple Rain of Firestarter. So now you need ends in color or begins with star or tur. Starter or tur.
Turtles from space.
That isn't a thing.
Not yet.
Could be. Pre-production. Pre-production. 2014.
That one's in pre-pro, bro.
Straight to DVD.
It has an IMDb
page. Oh, we don't support local student artists in Minneapolis on this podcast. It's a student film. I'm in.
No, just the opposite. We say fuck local student artists.
Shit.
On this podcast. Shit.
Oh, no, that's not nice.
It was a beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
I'm going to art school. That's not nice.
Okay. What about True Colors? Nuts has an S.
Yeah. Mm. You got nothing?
I got nothing. Oh, that guy wants me to get it for that. Yeah. The article guy.
Oh, this guy? This
Oh, Smarty Pants over here?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a pass.
Okay.
All right.
So then we go to Graham.
What is it again, please?
We have Color Purple Rain of Fire Starter. Which I would totally see if that was a thing.
Yeah. Tell the Abraham vampire guy to write that book. Make it a movie. That would be...
Because wouldn't Purple Rain be so much better if Prince could set people on fire with his mind?
Yeah.
With dragons. And there's also dragons.
And then Oprah comes in and kicks some ass.
Yeah.
She fucks some shit up.
Yeah, Oprah wouldn't put up with that. Apollonia, he could slap her.
Oh.
But he can't slap
Please.
Oprah. Come on.
Apollonia Schmonia.
What do you think, Graham?
Firestarter. Her problems that she's working through.
Yep.
Hers
or yours?
It'd just be crazy.
Her fire.
Remember Terminal from the last?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't get that gonna help.
It's our terminal velocity again.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, okay, I'll do this one. I'll go Firestar Terminator.
Oh, yeah. The first one?
Right here, Knuckles.
The first Terminator?
Terminator. Yeah, I'll go Terminator. Wait, hey, this isn't a goddamn thing.
True.
I'll go Salvation. I'll go all
People
the way to Salvation.
People are passionate about their Terminator.
Terminator choices. Salvation.
If you said Terminator 2 Judgment Day, I would have had so many options.
I know. Salvation.
That's why I wanted to know. I didn't want to have another tur at the end. Just go around in circles. Okay. Who's still in it? You're out of it. So it's Jonah.
But it's Terminator.
Terminator Salvation.
We have to say, we have to have Salvation. Fuck, man.
I asked him which one. He thought about it forever.
And then he decided to fuck me with it.
Yeah.
Could have Terminate Tora, Tora, Tora would have been fucking great.
That's a great, that's a great movie.
It would have been great. It would have been. Let's all just give it to me.
They've heard it, though. They already, they know you're awesome. They heard it.
All right. You can't take it so where are we at now?
Shun.
Shun.
Shun. What's the first word?
Color.
Can you use it in a sentence?
This is a spelling
color
bee?
And salvation.
Color, purple, rain of fire, star, terminator, salvation. I know this has come up. Shun has come up before, and someone's told me an answer. Now I can't. Now I can't think of it. But there is something that begins in Shun. Shun.
I've got one. I know you don't believe
Shunder Island. Anything? It is a tough one.
Yeah, it is. Money is a color.
True that.
Great film.
Those
that was the French
cool
movie
players.
That the Color of Money was based on.
Exactly.
Kind of like La Femme Nikita.
I got nothing.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I give an example and ask you if that was right?
Sure, sure.
Could you have said Salvation of the Dead? They love it. He said got Tinker, and
yeah,
I
would rather you go with Salvation Tinker.
Right. I'm saying it's not even worth a point. You can't even throw me.
That's the same family of of just stretching to make
it
fit.
I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Still works. I don't get a point, but thank you for your enthusiasm.
You don't say Shun of the Dead.
Well, if you're real fancy, you do.
Yeah.
You say Shun of the Dead.
You have a weird ass accent.
Yes.
One for Shun of the Dead, please.
Yes.
Shun of the
I
Dead.
I love zombies and Shun.
Hello, Governor.
Yes.
Hello, hello.
Oh, no, don't get him started with that shit.
For Shun of
don't
the Dead.
Get into that.
Did you say Shun of the Dead or Shun of the Dead?
I said Shun of the Tinker.
Then right this way, please.
Spy.
I like to start things and let you guys finish up.
You like some popcorn?
Hey, guys, do talk funny. Shun of the Dead. Go.
We're not your monkeys.
Oh. That is a lot. Then the post party I have planned is going to be very awkward.
Because we're all going to throw shit at everybody.
And I'm going to feed them bananas.
What kind of party is this? Monkey party. Oh.
They are not, they're not yes and monkeys.
Oh.
They shut shit down and then throw shit at you. But that was fun, and it only leads to more fun. Because... Because
we order more drinks?
Yeah, let's get more drinks up here. And can we have another carafe? That's so...
It's easier. It's easier so to grab in the heat
it's
of
easier to
the
grab.
Game.
It's also easier. It's a better weapon too.
Yeah,
slam somebody over the head with a carafe.
I didn't know the stool sitch, so I wanted to grab something.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do Leonard Maltin game.
Whoa,
but before that,
oh shit!
Okay. Oh man.
Before we play the Leonard Maltin game, let's get those name tags out.
Can we get the house lights up
there's
so we can see all the way to the back?
Who's
the house lights can come
in
up.
The back, bringing up the house lights. Oh, gosh.
A lot of work went into that poster.
Wow, someone's
Adam
got a
Wells
cake.
Day off.
There's a couple
anyone's
of cakes.
Hungry?
There's a cake
cakes,
over here, too.
Yeah. There's Steph, Steph,
brownies.
Steph. That should avoid try to make that one bigger next time.
I don't see my name. What do I pick?
Is there a Jonah?
A no.
Any Jonahs in the house? I like the Noid over there. I like the way he's dancing around.
You guys went all out.
Yeah, you're right.
Man.
Avoid
you guys
the noise.
Did an amazing job. Nice, Leonard.
Betsy,
the curious case of Benjamin
Alex,
Beers.
Camel Tard.
The guy with a Palm Strike shirt.
Virginia,
inflatable person,
a gnome,
sex
Pete.
Toy.
Dan.
All right, so pick a name tag, you guys.
This is like so hard. These are all amazing. Like, you all
right, you're dismissed.
You don't, some guys
you don't have
up
to pick one. Just play for yourself.
Some guy's holding up a picture of his dead dog, trying to get sympathy points.
All right, I'm going to play for Betsy. Come on now. She has an iHeart podcast shirt, so we're going to support her and her love. Oh, that's a fucking snake. Thank you.
I'm going to have to go with the Noid. I'm sorry.
Noid.
I will not avoid the Noid. I apologize. But look at the effort. It's like a pop-up book where it has a thing and movement.
Give all you guys a round of applause. Those
give yourselves a round of applause. Seriously. For spending some time in the basement with some crayons.
I did want those brownies, Jamie. They look real tasty. Oh,
I'm going to eat
Jamie
this.
Made
We're
going to
eat
brownies.
The shit out of those brownies.
I want to eat that Noid guy.
Joe.
But you know what I do want to do? I never do this. Can we get the house lights back up again, please? I want to just take... Hold up your signs again. I want to take some pictures of you guys. And,
they're all very great. They're all very great.
Because you did such an amazing job.
Yeah, take your pants off.
Every other city...
Just don't cry. Don't cry.
Oh, there's my face. Oh, look at that. That's a nice one.
I'll lose it. There you go. Okay, thank you. I can totally just like trick him, that guy said. What's on the fly swatter?
It's so quiet when we really need talk.
It's a Cornish hen on the fly swatter.
Steph, pick one.
A squeezy Cornish. They're so
Hey, so right. Guy with a Palm Strike shirt, God. That inflatable, who is that exactly? I could...
it's Marie Curie.
Wow.
Are you saying it's Marie Curie? Are you saying you need penicillin or that one of these guys does? Oh, did you say... Oh.
Marie Curie, wow. Anybody have any other esoteric fucking...
It's a boomerang.
Anybody got a Goethe sign out there? Want to fucking bust
Does
out?
Anybody have a Kettle One and Soda?
As a name tag?
That was awesome. I try to get pictures of every section
These are
of the room.
And, amazing.
Yeah, and look at you with your...
My giant phallic snake in my lap.
Yeah, cobra. And
oh, you're right, it is like a dick.
What?
It is like a dick.
It is, right? And it's got a, it's like a dick and it's a hole. It's all in one.
Hey! We're gonna have a lot of fun with that at the monkey party.
Here we are.
She just left. She's disgusted.
I apologize. I took it to that place. Wow. These people are so mad.
Gnarly. Okay, Tag so whose name is on the Cobra?
Joe. He's
Cobra Joe.
Cobra Joe. We will put our customers first. Joe has been serving you since forever.
That's so weird to see a Denny's name tag on a Cobra.
Cobra. It's heavy.
That's one of their slams, Cobra Slam.
Cobra Slam, yeah.
It looks like it's been hand
Sharpie.
We put
balls of pancake inside of the body of a cobra.
I really want them moons over my hammy, but there's a...
Cobra.
I'm scared of my waiter.
There you go. There's a...
Oh, shit. Thank you so much.
Geez, thank you.
Is that mine?
It's Ray.
Is that...
Oh, boy. It's heavy.
Do you want it?
Is
that yours?
Was it the one I asked for?
I think, yeah. Here you
Looks
go.
Looks like he's going to cry.
Yeah. Don't be sad, little alcoholic.
No.
You took my vodka. There's your drink. All right. And Jason brought the Avoid the Noid sign with a giant Noid on it.
Well, it's a Noid face that he must have...
From Domino's commercials.
And then he made the body himself, it seems, right?
Yeah.
It came like this? I'm fucking sorry I picked it then. I thought you had some more... I thought it was more than just putting something on a fucking piece of cardboard.
Wow. Should have gone with the
pregnant
guy.
You believe this guy?
What a dick.
You believe this guy?
These people bake cakes, man. Nah, what I'm the not fuck? Gonna... Sorry.
Yo, who else is hungover from my show last night? Me. I'm hungover from my show last night.
Yeah, well, that's why we're ordering so many drinks up here. It's hair of the dog.
Day afternoon.
I saw Betsy's. She actually tweeted a picture of herself holding that on Twitter today.
Nice.
So I'm glad you chose it. And it says it's a nice picture of what I believe is supposed to be Denver, and it says Denver State of Mind on it.
Yeah, because, keep it weird, guys.
Because
keep it weird.
Wait, other places are weird.
Oh yeah, everyone's trying to keep it weird.
Hashtag Denver State of Mind. That's a way of saying that you're really high. And you think that Denver's a state. That's what happened to me on the show.
Betsy's been smoking reefer cigarettes.
Oh, Betsy.
All right. Let's.
Thank you.
There's no way to hold this without looking like I'm jacking something off.
You guys, we got to go to Doug Loves Movies today because they're going to be recording, and I'm going to say cannabis.
Are you sure
it's
you're
about
not going to
time
say
people got the word?
Are you sure some of you you're not going to say marijuana? No, I'm going to go with cannabis today.
Everybody else shouts marijuana. Edible.
We're not playing build a title anymore, ma'am. Thank you so much. Cannibals of Fury.
Yeah. that would have been accepted. Joe, did you make this?
No, I stole it.
You stole it.
It's that shit you get in Mexico. They sell them everywhere.
But look, it looks like it was Sharpied. Like he
definitely drew
it
on it or something, or somebody did. And then he stole it.
In 1991.
His name's probably not even Joe.
Nope. His name is Denny.
Yeah. Just beat somebody up at the Denny's and took their snake.
You're a real piece of shit, Joe.
I don't like you guys talking to my fans like that.
You should have heard the way Doug was talking.
Oh, with the Nerdist show, I wasn't calling people pieces of shit. I was saying, sit down and shut the fuck up a few times.
Shut the fuck up, kind sir.
My good man.
Was his name Shun?
Put a sock in your fuck hole. What?
Was his name Shun?
Would you please go fuck yourself?
No. Things have taken a turn for the worse.
Here we go, Graham. You won, so we'll start with you.
Yes.
And since Jonah's an established player, we'll go to him next and then to Amber. Give her a little breathing room over
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I don't know if that'll help you or hurt you, but...
I know the rules.
I'm trying.
It's okay.
Would you like to play one of these three categories? It's Christopher Walken's birthday today, so the films of Christopher Walken. Or at Avis Joel suggested my prize, which is
fun to say.
Movies that have Bob Barker in them.
Oh.
And then your third choice at Kubrick 97 suggested first 13 PG-13s. So these are the first 13 movies. That got the PG-13 rating when it was invented in, I think, 1984. Is that about right, 84?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Doug!
Thanks, Cobra.
Yep. No props.
Joe Cobra to the rescue.
Sweep the leg.
Get him a body bag!
Yes.
Is that karate casual?
Which... Which category would you like, Graham?
Well, I'm going to have my pet spayed or neutered and go for Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Kind of have to.
Kind of right. have to.
This particular movie that features an appearance by Bob Barker gets 2 stars from Leonard. He calls it, he says about this movie that Ben Stiller appears in it unbilled. And he also says that... Barker is in fact the high point of the movie.
Huh.
And there are 11 names.
What year did it
Most
come out?
People know what it is. The year was
1996.
And there's 11 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Graham?
I'll go -1.
This guy.
What are you going to do with that, Jonah?
-infinity.
Oh!
This one only goes to 11.
Ah, shit.
Lick my love pump.
I don't want Jonah to name that -infinity.
No, you don't get to do that yet. He was joking.
I know the rules.
-2. I can just get it.
You're going to go -2?
Yeah.
Okay. So now Amber.
I say name that movie.
Name that movie. So what's the name of the movie?
Happy Gilmore.
Yes. And then who are the top 2 build people? Who's the top build person?
It'll be Adam Sandler.
Uh-huh. And then who's next?
I don't know that.
That's why Graham's -1 was such a clever opening bid.
Yeah. And I thought I remembered the guy's name that was the bad guy. Every fucking movie.
Right,
don't help him, anybody. 3 seconds.
His character's name was Shooter McGavin.
2-1
Bob Barker.
I even heard somebody in the audience say it. Christopher McDonald.
Fuck, that's it.
That's that guy's name.
Is that the second bit?
Huh?
Is that the second billing?
Yeah, you had the right character.
Yeah.
So
I really
there's no points for that, but we're really impressed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Shooter McGavin.
Also a stunning portrayal of a greedy guy in Dirty Work with Norm Macdonald.
Yes.
Yeah, and he was in...
Big Dirty Work fan club over there in the deep corner.
That's, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We got together last night and watched it.
He was in Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
Guy works. He's just guy works gross. A lot. He works a lot.
He's in a lot of things.
Yeah. Man. All right. But don't help you guys. Oh, Amber gets the point. That's
thank
right.
Thank you. I know. He's so. You're great. That's right. I tried to give the point to Graham movies, just to get this over with. Name that movie.
All right. Well done, Amber.
Yeah, but I'm exposing myself. And all right.
She
good.
Picked up a point. Nice.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Let's do it.
Now we start with Graham again, but this time we come towards Amber.
I know.
It's coming at you, Amber.
I'm just here to make friends.
That snake will protect you.
Yeah.
Which category would you like, Graham? Would you like at Brad Radio suggested 10,000 Lakes in honor of today, and that's movies with the word lake in the title? Or would you like King of Pancakes category, the number one movie from 5 years ago to this very day, according to my sometimes faulty research? And then your third option would be Simone Silvana suggested Rocky movies, and that's movies that where an earthquake happens.
Oh. I will go with 10,000 Lakes.
10,000 Lakes.
Hello, Minnesota!
Would you like a lake movie from 1997 or 2008?
2008.
Okay. This movie, Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. It's from 2008, and he says about it that it's provocative, and he also says that it is well acted. 2.5 stars.
All lake movies are.
They are.
You can't go wrong with it.
I thought you only got into
with a movie,
movie
with the word lake in the title. Okay. And there are 7 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Graham Elwood.
5.
5 names. Then we go to Amber.
I'll say 4.
Okay.
Name that movie.
Jonah Ray. I knew you were going to do that.
What, with you me saying how bitch. Good I am all the podcast long?
Stop what's your name? Grabbing that thing and like Anna. That.
How else do you hold a cobra?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, all right. Yeah. Let me put my arm through the cobra hole. Yeah.
Like, if you stroke
everyone knows you got to grab it by the throat.
If I
you,
well, my hand's not big enough. To
well, then you can't
it.
Handle a cobra.
The cobra. Where's the throat, proper throat on the cobra?
If you don't know, then you're already dead.
It's true. Surprise, surprise, Jonah can handle a cobra better than I can. Yes.
But
I don't get it. I don't
seriously. Like a she's big saying fat, he has a big dick.
Big dick.
Oh. Oh,
I no, not him. Other people's.
I thought you were talking about
handle the it's a kind of a muddled joke.
He kind of yeah, he handles his own sometimes. Well, yeah. So,
all right.
But please, I hope please I'd be stop. Pretty good at it. Please stop stroking it because it's going to spit on the front row.
I have to be good at something.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Would you like the clues again? Like, yeah. One of us guys should have picked this because you get an erection and bam,
right?
You don't have to hold it.
Nope.
He almost dropped his cobra erection.
You just listening. Put it right there in the
where else? What am I
cobra
like,
glory hole?
Set it, where do you
or
put
you
it?
Or you can put it on the ground.
Play a little ring
anything
toss.
That.
No, just hold the
I'm
shaft.
Sorry that you
be
guys are getting
it,
uncomfortable. Right? Thank you, Graham.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad that's you know, silent. I like it as he holds the sign yeah. over his crotch so as not to see.
Would you like the clues again?
Yeah. It's provocative and some good acting, and it's Lake in the title.
2.5 stars from Leonard.
2.5 stars.
Yeah. 2008. Provocative, well acted. 4 names. They are Robert Pine, Jay Hernandez, Justin Chambers, and Ron Glass. Top 3 names would be very helpful on this one. I'll also tell you that it's 106 minutes long.
Oh.
That one.
What do you think, Amber?
I think it is.
Just say a movie that has the word lake in the title.
Yeah, that one's old. Lady of the Lake.
Oh.
It's a real movie.
That's is that it?
I thought it was Lady
that's
of the Water.
Like, no. 1972.
Is it Lake House?
Oh. No.
Oh.
great movie, Sandra Bullock, Keanu Reeves, in a mysterious house that travels through time.
They loved each other centuries apart.
No, just like a year. It's like 18 months.
That's
different.
No, the stakes are much lower than I thought.
No, it's not. It's not that exciting.
Oh.
It's actually a movie you love, Graham. It's a movie called Lakeview Terrace.
Oh, God, that movie's so fucking bad.
Bad cop.
But was it well acted and provocative?
No. It's stupid and dumb.
Sam Jackson, Kerry Washington, and who was the white guy in that?
Ron Livingston?
Patrick Wilson. Okay, so Jonah gets a point for doing that to Amber.
Didn't know that one either.
Yeah, you and me, Jason. You and me.
Yeah. Noid.
Avoid it, guys.
Graham's not on the board yet. Come on, Betsy needs this.
This is nuts.
Betsy.
She's gonna use this bag of crap to to save an orphanage. No pressure, Graham.
Did they get excited when the sweatshirt came out?
They did like that sweatshirt, yeah.
The birds are right by your boobs.
Everyone's hoping they'll get to wear it.
Yep.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder who brought it.
I should have picked a less bulky sign. This is fucking irritating.
Really? Really? I have a 10-pound cobra in my lap.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's right. JonahRay.com.
After the show, we should go out on the street and see who can throw it the farthest.
Jesus.
I think she was screaming more for the "let's go out into the street" part of it.
She sounded like she sat on it with that "woo!"
Yeah. I think they
That'd
sell that
a big butthole if she sat.
Yes.
It'd be hard to get that in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. You could put it. It could be an Easter basket. You could put stuff.
Did
in
I?
Here.
Did it sound like I was trying to move on?
I'll bet. I'm so enraptured.
Oh, I love
by the
that
cobra.
Episode from Minneapolis where you talked about a fucking cobra we couldn't see.
Just take a picture of it.
90 minutes of cobra talk.
Take a picture
and
of it.
Stallone didn't come up once.
You're the disease, I'm the cure.
Cobretti.
Yeah.
And then there's
Cobretti.
Cobretti.
What about the last 45 minutes of the movie?
Car chase.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but let's play.
Long car chase.
So Jonah challenged. Or wait.
He challenged Amber.
Amber. So we're back to Graham again.
What the fuck?
And this time it'll go towards Jonah. And Graham gets to pick a category. Would you like a four-letter movie that's movies with four letters in the title, like SWAT, Paul, Milk? Or.
Milk.
Or In Theaters Now. That's movies that are in theaters now. And I Am Paul Bauer suggested Razzie Winners. That's movies that won the coveted Razzie Award for Worst Motion Picture of the Year. Which one do you think, Graham?
Razzie Dazzle.
Graham does more thinking on this podcast than
I would say.
Than most.
Come on, man.
He's very strategic.
Don't fuck me. Do not fuck me on this, Graham. Don't fuck me on this.
Yeah. Avoid the Noid.
Wait a minute. He said he doesn't go to the movies a lot. I'm going to say In Theaters Now, you Noid having son of a bitch.
Take it back!
Sorry, right. I need a point, Razzie folks.
Yeah.
This movie's In Theaters Now. Leonard doesn't give it stars because he gives kind of a longer review that I'll have to scroll through and try to pick out some things that will not give you any help at all.
Okay. That did, though.
Yeah. Leonard says, this movie wasn't intended for me.
He only likes movies that were made
a lot of Hollywood movies are made for him specifically.
It's always in the
credits. That's why he's a critic, because you got to please the guy that's made for
him. Do it for Len, guys.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap on Len.
And then he also says about this movie that it's... I'll just read you the last paragraph of the review. He says, this movie wasn't intended for me. Come to think of it, I should probably be grateful for that. I should be grateful for that. Okay. And then he lists three names.
Oh.
How many names do you think you get it in? Graham Elwood.
Oh, fuck.
It is quiet in here.
It's like Tiger Woods time.
About the Cobra
I'll go one name.
One name, Jonah. It's in theaters now.
Name that fucking movie.
All right, so if Graham pulls
this off. I
gotta
get a point, Betsy. I gotta do something to get a goddamn point.
All right, your one name is Jonathan Daniel Brown. Yeah, JDB's in this movie.
JDB.
And there's two other names. Leonard says it wasn't intended for him, and it's in theaters now. What's your guess, Graham? For a chance to be on the board, three-way tie. If you miss it, Jonah Ray will be our big winner.
I'm going to go with Project X.
That's correct!
That would have been my guess. I would have been my guess.
That's what I thought, too. I fucking thought.
I was hoping I would get a chance.
You will bow down before me!
The beginning of the review, Leonard says it might be a sign of the end of civilization as we know it.
That was not for Leonard.
Yeah, he didn't care for that.
Huh.
Stop trying to
make... He strikes me as an ecstasy-taken fellow. They're having a private conversation.
Yeah, what do you guys...
Not
talking strategy, kids. He was saying...
They're teaming up against you, Amber.
Yeah, but I'm not here to make friends, so...
He said it would have been Project X or Lorax, and I said it would have been either Project X or Jump Street, but Jump Street would have had like 10 or 11 names in it.
So the Lorax is
so would Lorax, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I was like Project X, because a bunch of no-name kids, that's why they only listed three names. Right. That's why.
And these kids, they all have three names, these youngsters. What is that?
Yeah, because they're all going to kill us.
Right? You know, it's a Screen Actors Guild thing that when you sign up,
taken.
You can't have you can't have a taken name. That's why Michael J. Fox is Michael J. Fox, because there was already a Michael Fox, and... He didn't want to use his real middle initial, because who wants to go around saying that they're Michael A. Fox?
I would.
That sounds awesome. Michael A. Fox.
All right, so this is a very exciting three-way tie. Oh.
I'm on the board.
This is going to decide it. So since who got that point? Graham did, and Jonah challenged him. So we'll start with Amber and then go to Jonah.
How do you keep it straight, or you just pay?
I just try to keep it straight.
Keep it straight.
It doesn't work sometimes. AC Cannon on Twitter suggested Requiem for a Bean. That's where movies where Shun Bean dies.
I thought it was going to be Mr. Bean movies.
Or Back That Glass Up, that's movies that feature Kyle Gass or Jack Black, or both. And then Sock Blocker, that's movies where there's some sort of footwear in the title of the film.
Which one of those?
You like Sock Blocker?
Sounds silly.
All right. You get to pick from 3 year options. Would you like 1970, 1985, or 1992?
Let's do 92.
Okay.
Boys to Men, I love music.
East Coast Family.
Yeah.
So 92.
Motown Philly, back again.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Two and a half stars.
East Coast Swing, yeah.
2.5 stars.
Sorry.
1992. Leonard calls this movie a high-tech caper yarn. Because there's nothing like high-tech yarn. And he also says... Why does it jettison every shred of believability toward the end? He's asking us. And there are 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 names. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 names. 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? For the win, and for this bag full of stuff, for a dude that brought a cobra with a Denny's name tag.
It says
Joe on it. I don't believe his name is even Joe, though. That guy's a house
of
lies.
His name is Forever.
Oh, okay.
I think I can do it in, I don't know the order, -2.
What?
Pulling out the big guns at the end.
What just happened? Did you just acquire cobra strength?
I was like, I'm going to sandbag the whole time, you guys. No. Or I just made the biggest mistake of my life.
I'm going to go with that one.
She says -2. Graham, what are you going to do?
You know what to do.
He wants to.
Yeah, I gotta go name that movie. Right.
Okay, I just have one. Do I name the names?
Name the movie first.
Oh, okay. Sneakers.
Yeah.
And then
now you need the top billed performer.
Top billed performer, Robert Redford.
Yeah, and then who's next?
Sidney Poitier.
No.
Shit. I was, but you guys did not see that coming at all.
I can't believe that you pulled out Sneakers.
Oh, goddamn right. I did River Phoenix. This I have Lady Wood this big right now thinking about River Phoenix. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? It's so good. 92? That's my shit.
It goes Robert Redford, Dan Aykroyd,
shit.
Ben Kingsley, Mary McConnell.
Oh, Sidney was way down there.
Phoenix, Poitier. I think it was in alphabetical order, the rest of the people after Redford.
But you guys didn't even expect that, did you? See, Jonah, you...
Well, that was
away.
Impressive. That was one of the most impressive losses we've ever had.
Honestly, I thought it was Man with One Red Shoe.
I should have
done
one name.
That would be footwear as well.
I got greedy.
Sneakers, though, was great.
I wasn't paying attention, and I thought it was a different category. And I and I really was going to go, it's Lawnmower Man. So confident I was.
Shoot.
And the one from 1970, Man with One Red Shoe was 85. And then the one from 1970 was Computer Wore Tennis Shoes.
I should have done one name.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm officially retiring this category right now.
Would you have challenged me if I said
everybody.
Negative one name?
I probably would have, because I
son
yeah.
of a gun.
Yeah, I probably would have.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yep.
Yeah, because Graham wasn't even sure what movie it was, so he couldn't go negative two. Yeah. So
right.
You overbid a little bit.
I did, but I wanted to.
It was exciting.
I wanted to go big.
It made for a fun, fun ending.
A blues of mine.
I appreciate
good about it.
So Betsy gets the bag of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, come on up here.
Sorry,
Betsy.
Joe. You know what it is? I wanted Betsy to get that sweatshirt.
Just once, I'd like to leave a club after doing this show and just see the prize bag in the garbage right outside.
Make it happen.
Like, I don't want to carry this around all night. I'm going to the Mall of America. Why do I want to already have a bag full of goods? There you go, Betsy.
I'm
congratulations.
So
thank you, Betsy.
And let's, where did you give him the Noid thing back already?
Yeah.
Did you write the shithead on the back? Okay, so please come up here, sir, and in your Nerdist t-shirt.
Did you write something on... did you write... No,
he didn't either, so Joe needs to come up here also. Just step up on stage right here, and we'll have
so
you...
So mad I put...
Write down a shithead.
You knew that I knew something. Thank you.
Here you go, dude. Just write down on one of those lines right there that I've cleverly prepared.
Son of a...
Who you want me to call a shithead.
Yeah, write it. Write it down, Joe.
Make sure I can read this.
He's got a Nerdist
Oh, that's a good
on.
One. That's a good one.
I think Joe just drives around in a Cobra and beat up.
Oh, Joe, here's your
here's
Cobra.
Here's your Cobra back.
Thanks for letting me touch your Cobra all podcast, Joe.
La, 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 la. Okay.
I
wonder if the listeners heard him say that into my microphone. The name that he wrote. Maybe they did.
Dang it. So sad.
It's tough.
Nice try, Amber Preston, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. God damn it. I'm fuming.
And thanks, included in her prize bag, Graham threw in a Palm Strike t-shirt.
Palm Strike.
Nice.
Yeah.
Word.
Which some people here are wearing them. And he will also be in the lobby after the show if you want to go grab one from him. And
photos, autographs.
And wear it
business.
Proudly.
Like and, that gentleman.
And Jonah Ray, everybody.
Yay.
Thanks, everybody.
What do you have to plug? You got to plug something before we go?
Yeah, in May, my next record's coming out. Hello, Mr. Magic Plain Person, Hello, available on AST Records.
Word.
Boom.
Yeah. Just talk about build a title.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
And Graham, of course, still has his CD available, Comedians Got a Boo-Boo.
Yeah, all that stuff. The Comedy Film Nerd's Guide to Movie, we're taking pre-orders. That'll be out in May. We're having a new CD out. You can go get all of that at grahamelwood.com.
Now, I understand that you wrote an entire book, but you didn't use any articles.
Oh, that's going to make you so mad.
That guy's the defender of articles. And Amber, what do you got coming up? You got some gigs people can come see you?
Yeah, but I don't know when this is coming out. So
it's coming out soonish.
Follow me, find me at Preston Party on Twitter.
Preston Party?
Preston Party. Yeah. Hey, my name was taken. It's just like SAG. Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Just like SAG and after.
That's what SAG always says. Yep. Man, we're just like Twitter.
Yep.
Why don't we do this?
SAG-AFTRA now.
Let's everybody that's on Twitter go find Amber Preston on Twitter, the person that's not you, and just harass her. Just say, could you please give Amber Preston her name back?
Yeah. Some 15-year-old girl's gonna be like, what's everybody?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, don't.
She'll know that's what Amber Preston's feel like at 15. Then they watch Sneakers alone at home. Dreaming about what prom dress they'll wear. It's just too real. Too real.
And then you get older and you just start choking cobras.
Yeah.
Preston party.
Yeah.
Fantasizing about Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
That's what I sound like when I'm doing it, so I get real manly. Yeah. Anyway, I feel like I've shared too much.
Way too much.
Too
and
much.
Thank all of you for being here. Fantastic name tags. Thank you to Acme Comedy Company. Well, that's weird. And Will Durst is here this weekend, so I guess he just keeps it there to show the audience.
Got
this. Just don't have to. Okay, so
there's a CD on top of a sign.
Yeah. Thanks for describing it.
The
people are on Tinter hooks. They're on Tinker hooks.
Tinker.
Stupid. Stupid dog.
Stupid dog. What are you saying there? Would you become Scottish?
I have nothing to add.
How are you guys? I hope everybody had a great time. I know I did.
It was so fun.
All of my tour dates and Doug Loves Movies tapings and stuff like that are at douglovesmovies.com. And as always, Ted Nugent is a shithead. Oh, I should have said that one second. I didn't know you'd like it so much. This next one's going to make you sad, maybe. DJ Jazzy Jeff is a shithead.
Bum, bum, ba, da, bum.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room